Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now the time is 6:34. As reported on this show before, China has weaned itself off large swathes of European goods and services and is exporting in vast numbers to the EU. In fact, there's a daily import deficit in favour of China of 1 billion euro a day. Now, according to multiple sources, including my next guest, the EU looks set to fight back with an order to force European companies, especially in the manufacturing and chemical sectors, to widen the number of suppliers in what will appear to Beijing as picking on it. That could lead to retaliation and a possible trade war, just as Europe is already trying to steer away from American dependencies amid a damaging energy crisis. Finbar Birmingham is Europe correspondent with the South China Morning Post and is on the line. Good morning, Finbar.
Good morning, Joe.
So I read your piece that there are 24,000 containers in each large vessel traveling from China to Europe with goods, but returning all but empty. If that is accurate, Europe must be in deep trouble in trade terms.
Yeah, I mean, this is a relationship that the Europeans have been saying for a long time is unsustainable. The trade deficit shot up 30% in the first quarter. For Germany, that was more than 100%. And it's predicated on low consumption levels in China, coupled with a determination to become more self-sufficient, so weaning themselves off international products while channeling money that would have previously been going into the property bubble is now going into high-end manufacturing, the likes of EVs and batteries and solar panels and stuff like that. So you've got this situation where China currently accounts for 30% of global industrial production. It's tipped to go to 45% by the end of the decade, but just 13% of consumption. And this is seen more and more in Brussels to be increasingly zero sum. You're ending up with a situation where maybe China is producing almost half of everything that's made in the world. So what happens to European manufacturers in such a scenario? Obviously, there's only so much of the pie to go around. So they're getting to the stage now where they've been complaining about it forever, and now they seem like they're ready to start taking action.
Yeah. Tell us more about how Europe is thinking of dealing with this lopsided trade relationship.
There are several strands to that. I mean, there are sort of industrial policy plans. The Industrial Accelerator Act is currently being negotiated among the EU co-legislators. This is variously referred to as the Made in Europe plan or the Made with Europe plan. It basically would put conditions on dominant firms in manufacturing in any industry in which one country accounts for more than 40%, so China really, EVs, batteries, as I said, those sorts of things. There would be conditions placed upon their investments in Europe if they want to access things like EU subsidies or EU procurement markets. They have to invest in Europe much in the way that European firms have invested in China down the decades, things like joint ventures and, you know, handover technology to local partners. There's an upgraded Cybersecurity Act coming in that will ban Chinese firms in some high-tech sectors. And then they're discussing what to do on the trade front. There's a new instrument, which is variously referred to in EU circles as either the overcapacity instrument or the diversification instrument, which will be discussed at a big meeting in Brussels on the 29th, in 10 days, and then probably at the European Council in June. This is mooted to, I suppose, try and force companies that are concentrating their supply on a single supplier to diversify. So you must have a minimum of three suppliers in certain sectors across two countries at least. So it's a way of trying to unpick some of those dangerous dependencies that have been building up over the years, and at the same time try and reduce the overall EU dependency on China for critical imports.
Yeah, and is it legally possible to force European importers to buy from a wider selection of suppliers? Is that even going to be legally possible?
Or we'll see. I mean, some people would say you're sort of running up against WTO rules. Others would say, why are we still worrying about WTO rules? Nobody else seems to care about them, Joe.
But and the Americans certainly don't.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, there's an argument to say that the Chinese have been quite selective about their application of those rules, too. But in Brussels, they do care. So, you know, this is very early stage. They want to discuss it on May 29th. But there will be a bit of a bun fight over how to make this WTO compliant. Some of the other measures that they're considering, the widespread use of safeguards, and even I heard a China-specific safeguard, which would allow you to sort of put in place emergency measures to ban or sort of put tariffs on imports or quotas on imports in sectors in which there are huge surges. If you do that in a China-specific way, that's also running up against the WTO rules. So you're faced with this tension about, do you want to protect your industries or do you want to be a stickler for the rules? At the same time, while you're trying to project this image of predictability and stability to the rest of the world. So that there is a certain tension there of trying to show yourself as somebody who does care about the rules, but also your industry's crying out for help. So how they thread that needle will be very interesting to see.
And if they did proceed with this, and it's a big if, what might Beijing do?
Well, I mean, look, it's baked into Chinese law now through various legislative moves that they will retaliate. Absolutely, they will retaliate. And they've been disseminating these threats through every single channel. 2-3 weeks ago, Joe, they invited journalists in Brussels in for a very rare briefing. In the 5 years I've been doing this job, it was the first time they'd done this. This is the Chinese mission to the EU. They invited in journalists to tell them that if the EU goes ahead with its industrial plans, with its Cybersecurity Act, then China will as sure as hell will be retaliating against this. So they're obviously trying to get out ahead of this. They're disseminating these threats through various channels. There will be retaliation. Mm-hmm. Now, from the European perspective, this is obviously going to be a deterrent to some of the member states who are heavily exposed to China, who have big trade and investment ties to China. So again, you're setting up a big debate in Europe over how far to go here. And yeah, it could get messy.
Thanks, Finbar. That's Finbar Birmingham, the Europe correspondent with the South China Morning Post.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.